construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Bill Sardi, and we're going to be talking, well, we're going to be talking about a great new product of which Bill is certainly has looked into. Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'd like to talk about the assault on dietary supplements first because it's such a big issue. Why do we see these things in the news media? Why all of a sudden the entire news media in concert is attacking dietary supplements? We think we have an answer to that, but we'd like to go through the in-depth detail about the lies and mispresentations that they're making about dietary supplements.
Well, you go right ahead, because I really believe that we need dietary supplements. I believe that so many of the already prepared food really do a great deal of harm, and while we need to be protecting ourselves. But you go right ahead, Bill.
Well, they're saying this was a commentary, an opinion paper in the Annals of Internal Medicine. What they were saying was there's no clear benefit of taking a multivitamin. Could even be harmful, it says. These vitamins should not be used for chronic disease prevention. Enough is enough. It said that we believe the case is closed, supplementing the diet of well-nourished adults. Wait a minute. That's where the problem is. Who is well-nourished? Well, you see, it turns out that diabetics, smokers, pregnant women, athletes, growing kids, people taking nutrient-depleting drugs, which is 7 out of 10 Americans, and people with low stomach acid, which is 52% of us who have a little bug in our stomach called H. pylori, will tell you how to cleanse your body of it, that you don't make enough stomach acid so you don't even absorb the nutrients you get in your multivitamins. All of those people, and that I'm almost ready to ask who's left, need a multivitamin because you're just not going to get the amount of nutrients you need, let alone people that are just aging. Okay, that's a big challenge on its own. And they did a study in 1990. I have it. You have to go into a book and find it. And it showed that even among people who took multivitamins, they were still massively deficient, up to 30% in all the B vitamins and so on. So it has, and they point to the absorption problem. We just don't make the stomach acid as we get older. And this is what the Linus Pauling Institute, they came in and said, unless you do blood levels in these studies and prove that the nutrients got into these people, these are all flawed studies. And I want to make everyone aware, just so you don't get convinced by the next big study. Most of these are long-term studies. They've got thousands of people, and they sound so convincing. It's Dr. Steve Hickey in Britain, who says these studies are too big. They're so big they can go pick a grouping within it and then say how it works. But what happens is, let's say out of 10,000 or 50,000 people that they study, that the conclusion is there's no benefit to taking a multivitamin. However, where are you in that study? You see, are you deficient in any of those vitamins in the multivitamin? We don't know where you are. What that study was designed to do was to come to a conclusion for a herd of people, for a group, not for any individual. They know this. And so it's like to make a decision for food fortification. So if you want to fortify the entire herd to eliminate and bring down the deficiencies, let's say to 2%, no more than 2% in all the nutrients, that's what that study would be good for. It provides no instruction to you as an individual. So forget it. Wipe it off the board. It means nothing. These things are absolutely flawed on that basis alone as far as providing instruction to you. Now, what they go on to say here, and it's absurd, is that you don't need these nutrients. Well, let's go to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm just going to read this because it's their adequate nutrient intake data. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture says that 54% of Americans have an inadequate intake of vitamin A, 42% of vitamin C, 86% of vitamin E, 29% of zinc, 57% of magnesium, 40% of folic acid, vitamin B9, 26% of vitamin B6, 18% of vitamin B1, and so on and so on. Does that sound like this population here that's well-fed in America doesn't need a multivitamin? Somewhere the left and the right hand, and one of the problems they have is that they are trying to say it doesn't reduce the risk of disease. Well, doctors and big pharma are in the business of letting diseases occur one at a time. They're not in the prevention business. And so then they want to see if those diseases are reduced. Now, the multivitamin they used in this thing was a Centrum multivitamin that's like $6 a month. You're not going to get much help out of that. That Centrum multivitamin, unfortunately, says 100% of the daily allowance. You see the deception. What I'm trying to say to your audience, Dr. Stan, is look, if you have 54% deficient of vitamin A, 86% of vitamin E, 29% of zinc, and so on, what that says is that they are leaving the United States population undernourished intentionally, because a food fortification program should fix this. We should not have to take the multivitamins. We should not have to take the supplements for essential nutrients. And this is what they're leaving us in, and therefore it's an indictment that they are gaming the United States population to dial in a certain level of disease to make sure that Big Pharma sells its drugs, to make sure that doctors get all their medical and surgical procedures, and that's what they are doing. And we do not see that we are little lab rats being gamed to make sure that we never get well. And that is the issue. Now, a good friend of mine, Dave Stouter, runs a health food store in Redwood City, California, Apple Health Foods. And he tells a little story when he comes on my radio show. I have a little daily radio show that I'll do a little bit later today out of Las Vegas, KLAV in Las Vegas. And what he says is, let's just imagine a moment you have two doors.
Bill, we're going to a break. Hang on to that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest, Bill Sardi, health journalist. We'll be back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 35, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, Bill Estrada, a health journalist. We're talking about food supplements and the fact that there's an organized effort to discourage you from doing what you need to protect your health. And is it possible that anybody would want the American people to be ill so they'd have to buy large amounts of medicines from the pharmaceutical companies? Bill, you pick up the story.
Let's just dig into this a little deeper. About a third of Americans take a multivitamin. Dr. Bruce Ames at UC Berkeley says most Americans should be taking a multivitamin because the gene mutations that occur due to lack of nutrients, particularly lack of folic acid and other B vitamins, that equals our exposure just to radiation, dangerous radiation that could certainly break our genes. We call them gene mutations. The protection against that is a multivitamin, particularly in the lower income segments of the country where a great amount of disease is. So we have an expert telling us and trying to lead us out of the woods. We have a population of around 310 million. A third of them take a multivitamin. They spend, on average, $16.70 a person, get this, per year, $1.39 a month for the whole population on multivitamins. Do you think they're taking any kind of a multivitamin that would work? That was Dave Stouter, the owner of the health food store in Redwood City, California. So imagine that we had two doors. Behind one door were all prescription drugs, unlabeled. Behind door number two, we had all dietary supplements, unlabeled. You have to open door one or door two and take some of the drugs or the dietary supplements. Which ones will you take? Which ones are safe? We all know no drug gets you well. There is no drug that cures anything. While there is and there are cures, and they're safer behind the dietary supplement door, you're not going to die from them. Third leading cause of death in the United States, prescription drugs. Now, the point is some of them are misused. They have codeine. They have other pain-relieving drugs that are overused, and they kill people. The point is they did a study a number of years ago, and they showed that properly used prescription drugs prescribed by doctors and administered by nurses in hospitals kill over 100,000 people a year. So we've got a whole city being wiped out every year, and that was done years ago. I'm sure it's larger, and that doesn't count people outside of hospitals. So you have this atrocity going on. Of all things, Dr. Ben Goldacre in England and Peter Doshi, he's a PhD at John Hopkins here on this side of the water, are pointing out that the drug companies are hiding their dead bodies in clinical studies that they have refused to report. How we put a FDA-approved drug on the market is we do a little animal study to prove it's not toxic in animals. Then we do a little study in humans to prove it's not toxic. And then we do a phase two study where we expand it, and then a phase three. And a few hundred people are involved in those, and then it's approved by the FDA. Now, what we don't know is how many, when we expand it to thousands, are going to experience side effects. And what we don't know is whether it's better than any prescription drug that's already out there, because they only test this with a low bar over placebo, over an inactive sugar pill. So we don't know those things. So we get products out on the market like Vioxx, like so many of the others, that are recalled years after they've been on the market. Vioxx killed an estimated 20,000 people. So what they're doing is their negative studies are being hidden in the closet. The doctors themselves do not know whether the drugs that we are using today are any safer than the drugs we have. And the drugs that we were using 10 years ago were safer, but the patents expired on those drugs, and so now we are using drugs to make big money for big pharma, and the FDA is running cover for them on this and not taking their products off the market if they don't do these safety studies. And the point is if you know that if you do something and it's accidental, somebody overdoses on your product and it kills them, it's a kill. It's a death. If you know what you're doing and that it will result in death, what do we call that? Murder. This is what's going on. They're murdering our population. Now, it's very difficult for you or whoever, 7 out of 10 Americans, to understand. You're using drugs that have been approved by the FDA that are likely unsafe, or at least not as safe as other alternatives, but doctors or patients have no way of knowing. And they're getting away with it. So it's unbelievable, but it's true. Now, what happened here in the United States is in December, the American Heart Association decided that we should expand the number of people that are on statin cholesterol-lowering drugs, and that we should take and expand it from 35 million to 72 million people, that you don't need a high cholesterol number to take a statin cholesterol-lowering drug. We're just going to put you on it anyway. If you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol of any number, we're just going to put you on them. Now, if you only have a 7.5% risk of having a heart attack, not a mortal heart attack of any kind, over the next 10 years, you're going to be put on a statin drug, even though you're healthy. A statin drug has risk. It's a liver toxin. It can cause diabetes, can cause memory loss, can cause muscle wasting and what we call rhabdomyolysis, so that you have aches and pains. So we know this. And if they get away with this, I'm just trying to look up the numbers here because they want this to occur. And if they do it, and they're trying to get away with it, and if they do this, over the next 10 years, we're going to have 2,104,000 additional cases of blinding cataracts, 165,000 new cases of kidney failure with some kidney transplants, and 532,000 cases of additional liver dysfunction over the next 10 years just from taking statin drugs. Is this disease substitution or disease prevention? It sounds like we're just substituting diseases. So everybody knows there's no evidence that a statin cholesterol-lowering drug saves anyone's lives. It does slightly reduce the risk of having a non-mortal heart attack over 5 years. It reduces the risk by 1 in 200 individuals taking statin drugs that are healthy, 1 in 70 people who are at risk for heart disease. Now, we used to approve drugs. They didn't even do a double-blind placebo-controlled study. They just introduced penicillin, and it worked. And they introduced insulin, and it worked. And they introduced digitalis, and it worked, and so on and so on. Now we have drugs that are FDA approved and they only work in 1 out of 200 people. And they're toxic and the first do no harm rule is ignored. That means make sure that you don't have more harm than you have benefit. So this is what's going on. So the outrageous thing, American Heart Association wanted to increase the statin drugs in the United States, followed by the next month in Europe, a European heart study journal, 7,000 patients for 7 years. And what they found was the risk for having a mortal heart attack over the next 5 years of your life, if you have insulin and blood sugar levels that are high, you have a blood pressure that's high, or cholesterol high, those were not factors for you to have an impending heart attack. But if your calcium arterial score, the calcification of your arteries, was zero, usually it runs from 0 to 300, and so the 300 is the high number for calcification. If your number is zero, your risk of having a mortal heart attack over the next 5 to 10 years is 0.5%. What it said is, this is a whole cholesterol ruse. It's calcium that causes arterial disease and heart attack. And now that stood out there, and in the face of that, the month before they knew this was coming, they're trying to put everybody on a statin drug whether they need it or not, and Britain followed, wants to put 12 million of their people on. This is outrageous, and to understand, the doctors are cowering in this thing because they know this is false, but they're being silenced and hushed up to speak out. Understand how big and powerful Big Pharma is. This is unreal. They're going against the science that we know is sitting right there, promoting their statin drugs. They're getting away. These are biology-trained reporters at New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and all these other places. And, of course, they don't critically dig into these things. Now, in Japan, we know that people there who consume fish more than we do have much lower calcium artery scores. And so we know that they consume about 1,000 milligrams a day of omega-3 fish oils. We get about 100 milligrams typically in a day in our Western diet. And they have far less calcification, even though they have higher circulating cholesterol, they smoke like fiends, they have a reasonable amount of diabetes, and they do not get the calcified artery. They're taking fish oil that prevents this. Now, nature has four other natural anti-calcifying agents. That's vitamin K2, vitamin D3, magnesium, a natural calcium blocker, and something called IP6 rice bran extract, available in health food stores. All four of those, and Big Pharma has no anti-calcifying agents. So this is where we go. The aorta, the first blood vessel outside the heart, is where a lot of this accumulation of calcium occurs. This was all discovered in 1991 by Dr. Stephen Seeley. Again, we want to take these measures to keep our arteries from calcifying. Cholesterol is soft and waxy. The liver makes it. It is not harmful. It carries antioxidants to our tissues. The first cholesterol-lowering drug introduced in the 1970s, Mevacor, never did lower the mortality rate. They then made more powerful ones, and those didn't lower the mortality rate. You see, it's all a ruse, and the FDA is allowing this to go on. Now, Yale University, Yale researchers are pointing a finger at the FDA and saying, you've approved 49% of the drugs over the last number of years on what we call a marker of disease, not the real, what we call endpoint. That is, whether anybody was still standing and alive. So if we use mortality as the endpoint, what we do is we lower cholesterol, we lower numbers like blood pressure, we lower numbers like blood sugar, but no more people are left standing. They're approving drugs that move a marker, and we presume we're going to live longer. We aren't. And that is the problem. Yale just took and shook their finger at the FDA and said, you've got to approve these things. This is how we got statin drugs. Lower the number. Oh, we don't care if anybody lives more or less. It's, we got to sell these pills. They're selling 30 billion of them, and now they want to go to 60 billion. And so our big problem today is Big Pharma has got 7 out of 10 Americans completely bamboozled on this whole issue, because that's the number of people taking prescription drugs. It's unbelievable. And we are going along with it, and I'll tell you why. Fear. We are too afraid not to take our doctor's advice. We are too afraid if we go off of these drugs, we're going to die suddenly. But if someone like on this show recommends that you take a garlic pill or whatever, you need to run to your doctor and ask him if it's okay. That's called neutrophobia, and everything is backwards. We're afraid of the dietary supplements, but we just take the drugs willy-nilly because our doctor said so. And the doctor has no self-interest in this whole thing? Of course he does. You know, a doctor has to get people to the office. You do that by prescription drugs that you can't get at dietary supplement stores. You do that because people need to come in and be checked for their liver problems and so on, and their blood pressure keeps the office full. You do that because insurance pays doctors $80 for a drug consult. They don't pay for a dietary supplement consult. Insurance companies don't pay for things that make you healthy. Why? Because the insurance companies are out of business if you're healthy.
Hold that thought, Bill. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network. I guess Bill Sardi out.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us, in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest this morning is Bill Sardi, a health journalist. And what Bill is telling you about the statin drug is absolutely true. I mean, we've got millions of people out there on Lipitor and other statin drugs. And if you look at the statistics, they do far more harm than good. And they've juggled these figures that the FDA goes right along with it. Why? Because we have some of the finest, some of the best paid bureaucrats that money could buy. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think that they are able to influence the policies of the FDA to go along with the drug companies, you are incredibly naive. And unfortunately, the doctors really don't know. They go to medical meetings, and who finances the medical meetings? Why, the drug company. The doctors read magazines, and who finances the magazines and advertises them? The drug company. Certainly, the doctors get regular visits from detailed people from the drug companies. And unfortunately, doctors are taken in by so much of this propaganda. And then we have it on the television. You see, oh, you've got to take these statin drugs because they're going to cut down your incidence of heart disease. And basically, if you look at the real statistics, it's not true. I mean, certainly, non-lethal heart diseases, maybe a fraction of a percent, they might help, maybe 1%. I said, yeah, out of a couple of years. But the numbers are statistically, in my estimation, not significant. And listen to what Bill is saying about what you need to do to protect your health. Bill, go right ahead.
What we have, excuse me, clearing my throat here a little bit early in the morning. What we have here today is just wholesale fraud. We have today a $1,000 a day hepatitis C cure. You take it for 270 days, costs $270,000 total, $1,000 a day for a single little pill. Has modern medicine overpriced itself? The doctors have this idea. They want to do a gastric bypass to cure diabetes. And there's an $18,000 to $3,500,000 surgical procedure called gastric bypass. And what we pointed out to the doctors doing this research is that surgical procedure causes blood loss. And the blood loss is significant to the point where you lose a lot of iron. And because you've lost a lot of iron, you've cured the diabetes. And so this is similar to bloodletting. Now, you can go and donate blood, cure yourself of diabetes, get your vitamin, get your iron levels, your iron storage levels, called your ferritin number, and get your ferritin number below 70, and you'll be cured of diabetes. Now, they're not telling you this because they want to keep you on all the prescription drugs. All of the anti-diabetic drugs, by the way, except metformin, cause you to gain weight, which means you're going to increase the risk of diabetes. Everything that doctors are doing today is to gouge the system. Now, if you can believe this, there was a drug that was used for cancer called Avastin. What it does is cause blood vessels that feed tumors to recede and the tumors die in place. That was the idea. And it was called Avastin. Well, they found out that if you injected it, 1 milligram of it, into the back of the eye, you inject it into the white of the eye, goes to the back of the eye, it would cause abnormal new blood vessels to recede, and people who have wet macular degeneration would be temporarily cured of their disease. Every month they'd have to go back for another injection. Well, what the doctors were doing was drawing 1 milligram out of a 400 milligram vial that was used for cancer intravenous therapy, and it would cost about $20 to $30 a dose. And just for the 1 milligram. Now, the doctors got using that. It wasn't FDA approved. It dramatically worked. Doctors went on to do hundreds of thousands of cases. And the drug company that made Avastin then made a drug called Lucentis, which they said was better for the eyes and safer. And they charged $2,000 for 1 milligram. It was the exact same molecule with a little molecular tail on it. Over time, it produced the same results, same safety pattern of Avastin and Lucentis, the same. One was $20 to $30. The other one was $2,000. It was gouging the public because the company submitted for FDA approval the $2,000 one and left the little $30 one unapproved. So half of the doctors are angry at the drug companies and still use the lesser expensive Avastin because they know it's gouging. A whole bunch of other doctors use the Lucentis. It's now the biggest dollar item, single drug, in Medicare, $3 billion of it being sold. And you see, they just approve the things that cost more money. They want an $18,000 to $35,000 surgical procedure to cure diabetes. They're just wringing their hands trying to figure out how to gouge a medical system. The insurance pools are depleted. Medicare is $60 trillion underfunded and all living on borrowed money, and this is what we're doing. So it's unconscionable what is actually going on. And this goes on. Now, to make it worse, I run a little dietary supplement company. I make a little pill that is called a red wine pill that's resveratrol is the molecule. That are unbeknownst to us. The Veterans Hospital in North Chicago grabs a hold of our little product called Longevinic and uses it in the people that those cancer drugs fail that are losing their sight, about 15% of the people or 15,000 people a year, will simply progress to legal blindness because the drugs don't work. Well, they used Longevinic in those cases And 16 of the first 17 people, their vision improved and reversed the disease. And we appeal to the FDA, can we go ahead with a clinical study? We've had safe use for 10 years. The answer was no. And the doctors circled the wagons. It blocked publication of this study. They did all of these things. They ignore this. The doctors could use it today on a compassionate protocol. It does not need to be FDA approved to be used. It's safe. And, of course, they're protecting the cash cows because the doctors make about $300 an injection, $60 for the office, fit another $100 for taking pictures of the back of the eye. And they buy that drug at a discount and resell it and make a profit. So the doctors have the cash cow, and they don't want to hear anything about an oral pill that would cost a few million, not a few billion a year. And, of course, they're just ignoring the Longevinix pill. And if you're one of these people, or if it's your grandmother or grandfather having a needle stuck in their eye when they don't need it, and then the drug doesn't work, well, you're what they call out of luck with a word, four-letter word in front of it, because that's just what they're doing to you to protect their incomes. They're letting 15,000 people go blind every year. This gets unreal, and of course, I'm so close to it, I can see it, and I know what's going on. The Longevinix company that I captain won an Emmy Award, the had a big story about this in Las Vegas where the shipping center is. Thousands of people called and wanted to try the pill, and the doctors within 6 months talked them all out of taking it and said that their medicine was working. This wasn't FDA approved, and they all stopped taking it. And that, my friend, is the story of what's going on in America. The people are too afraid. They listen to their doctors, and they can't imagine that their doctor's leading them in the wrong direction. And that's just what's happening. So, as sad as it may sound. Now, I want to get on to a story here because we have to figure out some good news here for your audience. How do we get out of all this? And how
hold
do we do
thought,
it?
Bill, hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Okay. Our guest, Bill Sardi, and we'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com. During the winter, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is cold. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority wishing everyone a great and safe new year. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Sardi. The last segment, Bill. Go right ahead.
How do we get out of this mess? What happens is, in the last 10 years, we realize Americans don't have any money anymore. 85% of the people only own 7% of the wealth. The middle class has been destroyed. If you have a little nest egg in the bank, it's eroding at 10% a year, which is the rate of inflation. In 5 years, it'll be worth half as much in purchasing power. The middle class is being destroyed. So it is the Federal Reserve Bank that did this and pushed all the money to the wealthy class. So what do we do? Most Americans don't even have $5,000 in the bank, and this is where we are. If you get advice to buy gold and silver, you haven't got any money to buy it anyway. It wouldn't make any difference. What do you do to stay healthy? And the problem is, dietary supplements, as economical or as well as good and safe and wonderful as they are, cost you a little bit of money out of pocket. What's happening is Americans are spending about $50 or more out of pocket for drugs and don't see that they could just use the dietary supplements, take $50 worth of those, and do far better. But insurance pays, and so what happens is that if the copay now, they've learned, if the copayment on any drug is over $10, most Americans will not renew the prescription. So the drug companies have about 77% of the drugs down to $10 copay or less. So what can we do for $10 or less to make a big difference? And I'll tell you what the molecule is that's going to save modern humanity. It's an old molecule. It's very tough to get it. There's a little secret to it, but that molecule is called allicin, and we find it in garlic. Now, that molecule, which you don't get in a garlic pill, I'll explain it in just a moment, but that garlic molecule called allicin is the antidote to high fructose corn syrup that spawned the diabetes epidemic in this country. It cleans out heavy metals. It worked better than penicillamine to clean out lead out of the human body. It is the antidote to obesity, is the antidote to high blood pressure. It is the antidote and proven to work against pesticides and insecticides and atomic radiation. We're concerned about the Fukushima radiation. It cleans your arteries of calcium. We just talked about the arterial disease is really calcification rather than cholesterol. It does also lower your cholesterol, but it is also germicidal. And we have a disaster underway. We're going to go back to the Dark Ages, says the Centers for Disease Control. 23,000 Americans dying of infections because the antibiotics don't work anymore, antibiotic-resistant germs. That all started with the use of antibiotics on the farm. 80% of the antibiotics are sold for farm animals. That comes on up through the food chain as that spawns antibiotic resistance. They were only giving the antibiotics to the animals to make them fatter for an economic reason, not for healthier. So they're withdrawing the antibiotics from the food chain, and that means we're going to have a higher bacterial count, and we've already got 48 million cases of food poisoning. This is going to go sky high because animal products contain germs. What kind of germs? Like salmonella, like campylobacter, it's in most chickens, like E. coli, like paratuberculosis that's in our milk cartons, like Clostridium perfringens, which is in every one of our digestive tracts, and they just found out that it causes multiple sclerosis, like Candida albicans, the yeast overgrowth, because we eat that high fructose corn syrup, it overgrows in our digestive tract, and it's just sugar-craving yeast, a fungus, and therefore it makes us sugar cravers. And then 52% of us have this little bug called Helicobacter pylori that shuts off the acid-secreting cells in our body so we can't absorb calcium, magnesium, iron. We can't absorb all the B vitamins and vitamin C and puts us in a world of hurt. How do we get at these and not use the antibiotics that kill off the good bacteria and induce germ resistance? We do it with allicin. Now that you get that, I want you to take imagine you have a garlic, bulb of garlic cloves in your hand. I want you to peel off one clove and crush it. You see, there's no allicin in garlic till you crush it. Now your problem is you've got to swallow that pungent garlic bulb or clove that you just crushed. And how do you get it down? They showed people doing this in a study. It caused esophagitis. All their throats were irritated. It burns your stomach. It's pungent, and that's what allicin is. Now, the problem is doing this every day is really something, and you reek of the garlic odor and this whole thing. But that's how you get it. The garlic pills do not produce allicin. Why? Because you created the allicin here outside your body when you crushed it. When you put the garlic pill down, the stomach acid destroys an enzyme called an allicinase that then converts into allicin, and the stomach acid negates it. So they test their pills in a dish of water, and then they say it has allicin potential, and it says this on the outside of the label. It's false advertising. If you put it in vinegar, which is acid, which simulates stomach acid, you'll see there's no allicin there. There's a company that makes an allicin pill. It says 100 milligrams of pure allicin powder. That's a total misrepresentation. It has 1/4 of 1 milligram, 250 micrograms of allicin in it. Now, a clove of garlic has 2,500 micrograms in an average clove, about 10 times more. How do you get that much? Here's how. There's a little product. I'm commercially involved in it. I've gone to these people. They've had the product on the market, and they couldn't tell their story correctly. So we're trying to get the story out there. If you take garlic powder and you mix it with alkaline minerals, so that when you take it, it negates and neutralizes the stomach acid in the area where the capsule opened up. 9 seconds later, you will make allicin. They did human tests called a breath test with humans. It showed that this really did create the real McCoy, real allicin. And guess how much it costs? If you get a bulb of garlic, costs about $3.25 in the stores. Break off a clove, it costs about 25 cents a clove. For that price, you can get the first, world's first, alkaline buffered garlic capsule. It's called Garlazyme, and it costs $8.63 a month. They kick in the shipping for free. If you kicked in the shipping, it's even less than $8 for a month's supply. Now you got
to
buy.
You're going to have to get the address out because we're running out of time. How can people get this product?
They can get the product 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. It's $8.63 a month. The free shipping.
Hang on, we'll repeat that as soon as we get through the ad.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Food Network. Bill, are you still there?
I'm here. How do we put Big Pharma out of business? We do it with allicin from garlic. It handles the blood pressure. It handles the blood sugar. It handles our cholesterol. It handles insecticides, pesticides. It handles all those germs that we live with. We have intestinal parasites in all of us, including the H. pylori. It does all these wonderful things. I can make no claim for any specific product, but I can tell you that Allicin does all those things. Now, the issue is, you know, is what are you going to do with this knowledge?
How can people get that? You're going to have to get that telephone number out again. So if our listeners want to get it, they can get in touch. How will they get in touch with the company and actually be able to try it?
They can go online at garlizyme.com, 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 or 866-674-3955, and that puts them through. That's the shipping center in Las Vegas. They'll take care of people. The big thing is we've got to come up with something simple. We've got to come up with something everybody's not afraid of. Who's afraid of garlic? Everybody loves garlic. So it's just got to be affordable, and it's got to work. And unless we buffer it with this alkaline treatment, then you won't get the Allicin. And garlic's good for you. It gives you selenium and sulfur, but garlic pills are good for you. Don't let me think they're bad for you. I just want you to get the real McCoy. Now, in one of the studies here recently, they pointed out that garlic, the Allicin, produces something called hydrogen sulfide gas. It's volcano gas. It's something that if you got a lot of it, it would be bad for you. But because it's just a little bit of bad, it triggers your body to make an unbelievable amount of defenses are turned on with antioxidant, enzymatic antioxidants, glutathione, superoxide, dismutase, catalase, kind of high science. But it works in an unusual way. In 1992, they discovered another gas called nitric oxide, not nitrous oxide that puts you out in the dentist's office, but nitric oxide. It dilates or widens our blood vessels, called the molecule of the year in 1992. Dr. Louis Ignaro won a Nobel Prize for it, and they just announced Proceedings National Academy of Science. What makes nitric oxide? Well, we know we can take 5,000 milligrams of an amino acid and do that, arginine. But short of that, what can we do? Well, hydrogen sulfide gas is produced from Allicin, from garlic. Now, they did a study. They showed that this is the stuff that makes nitric oxide, hydrogen sulfide, is needed to make the nitric oxide. How big a discovery is this when the other gas won a Nobel Prize? And hidden in the study, the doctors who wrote it are trying to make a drug to make the hydrogen sulfide gas in your body. You make it every day, you just don't make it reliably. And they used garlic, and they hid it in the middle of the study and didn't announce it in the press releases and everything else. It was garlic that did this. Now, you need to make Allicin, the real McCoy, the first molecule made when you crush a clove of garlic, and then you will make hydrogen sulfide, and then you will activate nitric oxide, which then dilates your blood vessels so that you won't get heart attacks and strokes. You will activate the antioxidant enzyme system in your body. You will kill cancer cells in this method. And so that's how you do it. Now, I'm posing that Allicin from garlic is going to save Western civilization if we just use it, because we're headed to a true dead-end street with antibiotic resistance. Anyway, their drugs are not working, and this works for virtually everything that we can put on the list. So,
one more time, the telephone number, we'll let you go.
866-674-3955, 866-674-3955.
Bye-bye, God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bill Sardi is reliable. I wouldn't have him on if I didn't believe that. God bless, Bill. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Now you can reach